We are in dire need of some friendly, safe, funny conversation. So as we usually do this time of the week, we present Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. She's here to give us a bit of a break with some new comedy specials you may have missed. On demand, Melissa's list starts off with W. Kamau Bell, who's been everywhere from TV to podcasts these days. His stand-up is the real treat.
So Kamau Bell has just put out a comedy album called Semi-Prominent Negro, which is out on Kill Rock Stars right now. It came out a couple weeks ago. I interviewed him about the album at The Guardian, and he's so funny, and he's so thoughtful, and he's very thought-provoking, and he has no problem like making sure that people are really, truly thinking about what they're saying and how they're living in the world. And he also had a Showtime special, which I think that comedy album is based on.
And it's not just like watching sketches from The Daily Show or Saturday Night Live on the election.
No, not at all. This was actually released before the election, before Donald Trump became the Republican presidential nominee. It's more about kind of like race in America.
If you tell somebody on the right you had a racist thing happen, they go, there's no such thing as racism. You go, okay, I'll block you on Twitter. We're done here, you know? I don't got to watch Fox News. I can turn the channel, you know? But then there's that thing that happens with white people who are your friends, who are on the left, and that thing where you go, hey, I had a thing happen, it was racism. They go, how'd you know it was racism?
And he also talks about a lot about his family and about his mother and about how his mother specifically got Dukes of Hazzard off the air.
His mother?
Well, you'll have to listen to the
story. You'll have to listen to the story. Naomi Ekperigin?
Naomi is one of these comedians who is absolutely up and coming. Like, I feel like she's moments away from exploding onto the air. She has been a writer for Broad City for a few seasons. She was a writer on Difficult People, which is a Hulu show. She has an incredible half-hour special, which is airing tonight on Comedy Central. And the clip that I saw from her half-hour was talking about how she's engaged to a Jewish man and how she's really, really determined to take his last name, but not because she, you know, is kind of traditional, but because she loves the idea of being an African-American woman with a fully Jewish name.
I'm living for the first 10 seconds of meeting someone, you know, and then being like, you're Mrs. Beckerman? And I'm like, shalom. I'm owning it. I am owning it. I'm like, yes, I'm Mrs. Beckerman, and yes, I made that kugel, you know?
So we know about Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Yeah, and he's back. He has a whole new election special out on Hulu. He's this little weird puppet thing that has been harassing people for years now.
He's kind of Ryan Seacrest meets Gilbert Godfrey meets Richard Simmons, a little bit of that.
Yeah, and, you know, he mocks celebrities. He has no, like, boundaries whatsoever. He gets kicked out of events all the time. I think he was kicked out of the 2004 Democratic National Convention. He's definitely been kicked out of American Idol. And he's voiced by Robert Smigel, who is a kind of an SNL guy. So he's definitely funny. And if you are looking for a really hilarious, probably wildly inappropriate take on the election, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog could definitely be your dog.
And this is on Hulu.
This is on Hulu.
Eliza Schlesinger?
Now, Eliza Schlesinger is probably one of the most well-known comics that we're talking about today.
Right.
She won NBC's Last Comic Standing and became pretty well-known for that. This is her third comedy special, just came out on Netflix. It's called Confirmed Kills, and it's pretty intense, I have to say. Like, you watch it, and your jaw is sort of glued to the floor.
I don't want to hear any more women talk about how they want to be mermaids. If you are a mermaid, you don't sleep. Girls are like, oh my God, I love sleeping. None for you. Just swim. They swim like dolphins. Hey, ladies, do you love ab day at the gym? Well, that's your life, sister.
Melissa, you know, this is what we need. Melissa Locker, saving my life. Culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.